black helicopter crowd notion.
The turn is always lurking just around the corner. The parents seem to
be
crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News and I'm your host, Andrew Robinson. Welcome to episode 27. Ladies and gentlemen, things are going a little better. I started meditating again. I started going back to yoga. I went shortly after the last episode that I released. I went that night, which was a Wednesday. It was actually released Thursday. A lot of stuff is going on in my life. I may have to switch over to doing episodes once a week, perhaps, instead of whenever I feel like it throughout the week. My final semester and internship at NJCU. This will actually be a very trying semester. I'm still waiting for placement. I'm hoping to get placed in my local surrounding area, preferably my own hometown. And I'll only have a class on Thursdays. I will be busy from like 9 to 3, Monday through Friday, which may cause me to only be able to release one episode on the weekends, which would probably be a Sunday. I'd start it on Saturday. So that's the one thing I want to let everyone know, that we may go down to just a Sunday release once a week. We may have to go down to once a week and just release on the weekends until I graduate May 11th. And then I will put out a lot more episodes to make up for it. Perhaps hit 100 this year. That would be the goal. I would like to hit 100 in 2016. But I'll be happy with 50 or 75. I really want you guys to just roll with me this episode. I am getting a little crazy and bizarre. Now, I know I may sound super crazy in the next segment. And, you know, I just want you to keep an open mind with what I say. Today's topic is about aliens. And it's about aliens actually being demons. So we are going out on a limb today. And I really want to, because I want to show you guys, you know, a little bit of truth in the world. You know, I want to show you guys how I am, how I live, how I think. So we're going to question reality. We're going to have a good time. And I just want everyone to know that, yeah, of course, I have no proof whatsoever of aliens or demons. So I won't So I'm taking that into consideration. I'm not saying I have the answers. I'm just throwing out, you know, crazy ideas, theories, hypotheses. We're just going to get to the bottom of this. So buckle up.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen 1. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen 1, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today. Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
So there's a faction of UFO researchers, such as Joe Jordan of MUFON, a field investigator for MUFON, and Guy Malone, that claim aliens are demons, and they could be right. They make a good case. If they're right, then religion, which I believe to be a form of social control, well, maybe religion is not so bad after all if it keeps these degenerate, evil, demonic, rat bastard aliens oppressed, you know? Why can't we ban them? Why can't we ban aliens? That says so much. People in this country are so brain dead where you think you can ban guns, you can ban drugs. Like, it's gonna do anything to stop the problem from occurring. Let's ban demons next. But we could build a wall, a big, beautiful psychic wall that will keep evil out of our hearts, out of our minds, bodies, and souls. There's a disturbing truth about the connection between ancient demons and modern-day aliens, in which these people are not actually abducted on a spaceship. They're actually still in their beds. They're being manipulated and infused with lucid hallucinations. Demons from hell. Lying. They're liars. They're dirtbags. I hate demons. But apparently, allegedly, it's an inconvenient truth in the UFO research communities that hundreds, if not thousands, of abduction cases, the experiences ended after calling on their religion to help them, after calling for Jesus to help them. And I wouldn't be surprised if all religious figures would work too. You don't hear about too many alien cases in the Middle East, and they are highly religious, you know. Maybe this justifies all religion. Religion may be the only thing keeping the world from the devil. That could be true. Stranger things have happened, but apparently there have been people that were documented calling for the help of Jesus, and it actually slowed down and affect and seemingly hurt the quote-unquote aliens that were imposing on their free will and violating all liberty and just taking them and taking control of them and paralyzing them. If these are aliens, why are they violating all forms of liberty and not giving anything in return? You know, I can understand if an alien would abduct somebody and give them a power, but they're not. These people are fucking authoritarian. Demons. They are authoritarians. They're tyrants, these freaking demons. There's accounts of people saying that when they started invoking prayers and holy sayings, that these demon aliens would be set on fire, one person claimed. Look, there's no way that an alien would give a shit if somebody said Jesus. Only a demon would. And second of all, if they have such advanced technology, why wouldn't they create a YouTube channel and just start putting up propaganda promoting themselves? They're not. They're insane fucking demons. They want us to think they're aliens. Hundreds of these abduction victims spoke of being telepathically communicated with. That's like the spirit of evil. That's demons. That's demon stuff right there. These people claimed that they took samples of DNA. Why would an alien need samples of DNA? Now, this is kind of out there, but why would they want to take our DNA? Why? I have a feeling they would be using the DNA to clone us, and then that way they can use the clones as blood sacrifice for their own occult rituals. Look, what this means is that fallen angels would be the Nordic aliens of Hollow Earth that we spoke about in previous episodes. The fallen angels that spoke to Admiral Byrd. The giants. Beautiful blonde hair. Perfect blue eyes. Allegedly caring about America not continuing research into nuclear weapons. Why would they care? Well, because the radiation is going to affect them. So if we are careless, they're affected. So these people are hiding out from us because they know that they're demons. They're hiding. They don't want us having nuclear technology because we'll irradiate the Earth and that will seep into Hollow Earth where they're hiding. So they say that they have a global peaceful mission so we don't have nuclear war, because if we have World War III and nuclear war, they're going to get radiation sickness. The gray aliens would be just demons, minions. There is no advanced technology. That was black magic that is flying these UFOs. That would explain it. It's just an illusion. You know, it has a lot of implications. You know, it justifies religion. It proves that the New World Order is evil. It proves that we are evil as a civilization and we have to get it together. First, in the 60s and 70s, the aliens supposedly came from the dark side of the moon and Venus. And then we go there and they're not there. Then all of a sudden they come from the stars. And then we have telescopes and we see that and they're not there. So now they're interdimensional. Well, guess what? Now science is on a breakthrough of looking into other dimensions. We're probably not going to find them there either. These creatures, whatever you want to call them, non-human entities, may be actual demons that were left over. So when they had the great flood that was supposed to take out all these giants and evil people, some of them may have been able to flee to Hollow Earth, and the greys are just demons that they summon from hell through the portals that are in the Earth's magnetic field that come from the sun. So hell, think the sun. These are the demons that are probably coming from the sun. That's probably hell. Fire, right? Hell? That's the sun. That's where these demons are probably coming from. Because There's an article now that's saying how there's magnetic field connecting the sun to the outer layers of the magnetic field of the Earth. That's where we see the UFOs and the beautiful blonde hair, blue eye giants of Hollow Earth that Admiral Byrd met. They probably did arm Hitler. Hitler didn't find crashed UFOs in the Antarctic and re-engineer them. He met them and they armed him. They try to make themselves look beautiful. You know, I don't know what to think on this, but I really hope you guys look into this. There's a good chance. Even the Department of Defense, the United States Department of Defense, did research into figuring out where these non-human entities came from, and they consulted many demonologists. And many of the people conducting these experiments within the government died. So what you gotta do is be a good person. Be on the side of light and love and humanity. Do not be on the side of evilness. Because these aliens are not what they say. They're not from another planet. They're master manipulators.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Get them! Get them! Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. And why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
And we're back. Well, folks, I know we went out on a limb today and talked about some wild things. But all I can say is Joe Jordan, the field investigator for MUFON, and Guy Malone, the UFO researcher, these guys are smarter than me, they're smarter than you. They know there's something going on, that there is a cover-up within the researchers. They're afraid of discrediting themselves by saying aliens are demons. But all the evidence actually points to that. And they're sitting on this evidence, hiding it. I want you to research this. Aliens are demons. Right now, as soon as this episode ends, start Googling it, folks. They are. I didn't believe it until I started thinking about, before I even saw this video, I was wondering. Yes, I understand Tesla's anti-gravity and, you know, fuel that didn't have a propellant. I knew that there was ways to use electromagnetic waves to travel great distances. But when you think about it, if the Roswell crash didn't, there was no snacks. Do you understand? Do you remember the Oregon standoff that just happened? There was no snacks. These aliens cannot be traveling light years without snacks. And when they had that UFO crash in Roswell in 1947, there was no traces of snacks. Now, I'm being a little funny, but I'm trying to be serious, too. There was no snacks. Even Trayvon Martin, who got gunned down by police, had snacks. He had a bag of Skittles on him. These aliens really may be demons. If they can travel this far, they are still terrestrial. Extra, but still. It's the only way that these ships and spacecrafts could be traveling as if they were just an illusion of black magic. And Hollow Earth, and the beautiful white Aryan gods in Hollow Earth. But I don't think they were so altruistic. Actually, Hitler did say that they were quite intrepid. Intrepid, that's not a positive quality. The gray aliens, however, are literally just demons summoned from hell. That's why they can die. They just keep coming back. The scary thing is, though, many people that retired from Area 51 on their deathbeds did mention that there were parts of that facility run by aliens. Or should I say run by demons. Now, does it make sense why the capital of the United States has many pagan, satanic symbols, pentagram, of all important locations within that city? Yeah, think about that, folks. Alright, keep an open mind. That about wraps it up for this episode. If you're hearing this transmission, you are the resistance. You are the truth seekers.